Farewell, love, shishi. Only Gimbal TV, Thursday, 20th. Thursday, 5th of December. Hilcha Shabbos. Halachas of clapping and dancing on Shabbos.
Shalom Uvracha. The topic that I'd like to speak about this evening is a topic which comes up in Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Shin Lamates Sif Gimel, which is the halacha of dancing and clapping on Shabbos. What's the halacha regarding this? So the Gemara in Beitza says in Lamed Vov, Ein metapchin lahaka is kaf al kaf. We know that you're not allowed to play instruments on Shabbos lest you come to fix the instruments. So that itself is a gezeira. And we've been told that they extended that and they said you can't even clap or dance because if you're going to be clapping and dancing on Shabbos, then maybe that will also gezeira shem yisakin klei shir, lest you come and fix instruments on Shabbos. So we see that since this is really an extension of the original Gezeira, there are certain leniencies. As the Shulchan Aruch says, it says, "Ulesapik la'achar yad muta." So if you're going to clap in an unusual way, then that's going to be fine. So the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa, he paskens. Similarly, that generally speaking, for a person to clap in an unusual way, Ein limchoi chapayim, he says at the end of Siman, at the end of Perek Tes Zayin, that you shouldn't clap im lo b'simcha shel mitzvah, ayshalei kfi sheregilin la'aseis b'meis achoil. As long as you do it in an unusual way, for example, kagein sheyakish b'yodo ha'achas al gav hayad hashnia, clapping on the back of the hand. So this is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens. So the Ramah says, "I v'ha the mesapkin or a merakdin ha'id novlei mochinun behu." I nowadays, everybody or lots of people are clapping, lots of people are dancing, and no one says anything. So he first says, "Mishum demutiv shiu shaygigin." It's better let them do it, and they'll do it b'shaygig. Really, it's osa, but let them do it. Because mutav shushegin, better they do it b'shegeg rather than doing it b'mezid. Then he says v'yesh aimrim, and he brings a Tosfos in Masechta Be'ol daf lamed vav, and Tosfos says over there, he says v'yesh aimrim. There are more quotes. Bizman hazeh hakol shori. That nowadays is all permitted. The ein onu b'kiyin ba'asiyas klei shir v'lekel amigzar shem yisaken. He says that nowadays we don't really know exactly how to fix clay shear. We're not such big experts. We'll probably end up breaking it. What are we going to do? We have a trumpet. We need to fix the trumpet. What do I know about fixing trumpets? So as a result of this, he says that it's not just mutav shiu shegegin, but in actual fact, bizman hazeh hakol shori. But he says, the Ramah says ve'efsha she'al zeh nagu la'hakel, which doesn't sound incredibly, encouraging. That he's saying maybe that's the reason that people do. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Ches says ubiyem simchas teira mutal arakid v'shoshem kolusin the teira mishum kovei da teira. So when it came to kovei da teira, so then that is okay. Kim deles pzelam mishum shvus. So. So he's saying that for Simchas Torah it's okay, and then he says, but even for Simchas Torah, not to allow instruments Chas V'Shalom, but just to allow the dancing and the clapping. Okay. However, so firstly, in standard Ashkenazi kehilas, the minhag really was not to clap unless you're clapping in an unusual way, or unless you're doing it l'sameach chosn v'kala possibly. But generally speaking, they would clap in an unusual way. Now, in Hasidic shuls, for hundreds of years, the minhag has always been to clap and to dance for Kovod Shabbos, to make it levadic. So, on what do we rely in these Botei Medrash? So, firstly, there's an Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that even the clapping and the clapping that they were doing in those days, it was a special, and the dancing they were doing in those days was a special type, a way that they did it specifically in tune at certain places for certain nigunim. But nowadays we don't have the same sorts of dances. We don't have even those same sorts of clapping nowadays, and so we're just doing it for the beat. And he says, the Aruch HaShulchan says that that's okay. He says that the type of clapping and dancing that we do, like Nes Shom Ha'Olam, because at the time of Chazal, Be'esh Shem Azamrin Beklei Shiva, Hoyu Matapkin Masapkin Ragdin Alpi Seida Hashir. There was a certain order that they would clap and they would dance, much like he says, the way women dance in these performances, that it's a choreographed dance. So that's the sort of thing. Whereas, you know, people just shuffling around the table, holding hands together, isn't really considered dancing. So that's one reason which would allow us to do this sort of clapping and dancing. Another one is... the Yamshal Shlomo says that you have this combination of the Tosfos in Beitzah, which is that we're not Boki anymore in Asiyas Klei Shiur, and you've got this Ma'arik, which the Mogen Avraham mentions and the Mishnah Berurah we mentioned before mentions, that Mishum Kovod HaTorah, it's okay. If you have the two of them together, so then that's going to be, he holds, that the Yamshal Shlomo holds in Masechta Be'ah Perek Hei Siman Vav, he's going to say that nowadays it's totally mutalachatchilo in order to do that. And they bring the Eshel Avraham Buchach, who says that how could it be nowadays in the minhag is to dance at chasnas and at sheva brachas and to sing at sheva brachas on Shabbos mishum that mitzvah? It can't be shlo yehei shulchanecho mole v'shulchan rabuch reikom. You're dancing for the chosn and kai, you're not dancing for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, for dancing, for davening, for dancing, for zemiras, all of these types of dances, they would hold that this is mutalachat chilo to do, because it's not really included in the type of dancing and clapping which was originally osa. Another nekuda is that there's Rabbeinu Chananel and Baba Kama Daflam and Beis Omad Aleph, and it says that Rabbeinu Chananel says that Rabbi Chanina have a merakid v'ozel for Amar Bo Likras Shabbos Malkusol. The Rabbeinu Chananel adds the word merakid. The Rabbi Chanina, when he welcomed the Shabbos, have a merakid. He himself was dancing, and that's his girsa over there in Baba Kama. Another reason to be at Mekel, even for those who are machmir, and normally we'd only do it with a shinoi. The time often when people are dancing, which would be at Kabbalah Shabbos or at Shal Shudas, is anyway Bein Hashmoshes, is anyway Sofag Yom V'Sofag Laila. So therefore, there's even for those who are Machmir, there is more reason to be Mekel over here. And one final point, the Minhag Yisrael Torah brings, so he doesn't bring this, he brings some of the other things we mentioned. The Shaar HaTzion in Tov Kavov says that we don't do Kiddush Levono on Shabbos. Why don't we do Kiddush Levono on Shabbos? Lest we come to dance, because it's supposed to be done with Simcha. So that's the reason we don't do Kiddush Levono on Shabbos. You are allowed to dance for Simcha, like Simcha's Torah. So the Shaar HaTzion says that Kiddush Levono can be delayed for a day, whereas Simchas Torah, you're not going to be delaying it for a day, and therefore for Kiddush Levono you can't. However, if it's the last night of Kiddush Levono, so then the halacha is that we are allowed to do it on Shabbos. Sorry, there is one final point. The Minchas Elazar in Chelek Aleph in Kaftes, he says the Hasidim are definitely allowed to dance on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and they should. But he says only someone who's boyer bekir boyrish be ace shall have es Hashem. Such a person can dance. If you're dancing just because you know the other people in shul are dancing, you don't want to be the odd one out, then taka efshi shouldn't dance. But if you mamish feel kedushas haShabbos and you feel the simcha shabocha bonim kol amim and Shabbos kodesh, so then certainly Minchas Elazar says that it is the appropriate thing under such circumstances to dance, and whether we do, whether we don't, whether we do with the shinai, however we do it, it should be niskabel rachman v'rotzon lifnei kodesh baruch hu.